Milo's Pro Rewards members. Save big during Lowe's Pro Savings Days. Get your member volume discount, plus an extra 5% off eligible orders with a quote of $2,000 or more. And buy more and save more with up to 20% off in-stock molding when you spend $250 or more. Members get more at Lowe's. Valid through 7/31. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Can't be combined with any contract or special pricing. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit the Pro Desk or Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever?
Cabin crew.
Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, when she bought her home, she didn't expect it to come with a side of paranormal activity.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Well, if you have a real ghost story and you want to share it with us, please do that. You can call it in and leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, you get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, all that without the commercials. And we have thousands and thousands of episodes in the archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon, how's everything?
Well, everything is good. It's a beautiful day out. Things are great.
Right. You and your everything's great. Talking to me, whose face is covered with poison ivy.
You are so allergic to it. I have to say, I wanted to tell you that I had to go get my bangs trimmed yesterday, and I have the most adorable stylist named Breezy, and she listens to the podcast, and she wanted me to tell you to get better soon, that that's just miserable, and she feels bad for you.
Well, so, tell her thank you.
People in Oregon are rooting for you.
Thank you. I'm assuming I was out in my yard last week several times because my yard guy hasn't been doing a great job. Let's just be real. And so I'm like out there cleaning up my yard and I'm pulling some weeds and stuff. And I'm guessing that's when I encountered the poison ivy, but I was really watching for it. That's what confuses me. So, you know, even if it's something, there used to be poison ivy there and there's still some oil. Like mm-hmm. I was reading, it's like the tip of a pin.
Yeah.
That's how much can cause a reaction.
Well, I got a question for you. Are most people that allergic or are there people that are much more allergic than other people?
There are people who are more allergic than others. And I think I'm highly allergic.
Because, you know, I am a garden person and I've done a lot of gardening and I have not, knock on wood, had that happen to me. And
this is what my third or fourth time in 5 years.
Yeah, exactly. And I can't believe that I haven't run into it. So it makes me wonder if you are just more allergic to it than
It's bad. Like it's up against my lip. It's made my chin swell up. It's now up above my eye. And so I went to minor emergency over the weekend because it is on my face. And I know from Saturday night to Sunday afternoon, it had spread considerably. So I went and got a steroid shot. And then I got up yesterday, my eyes are itching. And I'm like, shit. So I call my doctor and she's like, get in here right away. So I went in and she's like, I'm throwing everything I've got at that. So I've got the steroid shot. She's got me on prednisone, a really high dosage of prednisone. So she's like, you're going to get a lot of work done. And and she goes, you're going to be really hungry. And they put me on steroid cream. So 3 different steroid things they've got me on trying to keep
trouble
it from-
is you feel like going out and conquering the world, but you don't want to because you look bad.
Well, I do. I look like shit. And So I was supposed to go to a dinner tomorrow night. I'm like, oh, hell no. I'm not, you know, if it's a good friend, that's one thing. But, you know, when it's with people you don't know everybody really well.
Well, and it's professional, you know.
So I was like, no, I don't think I'll go. But the crazy thing about this is that, as we both know from my experience, but your daughter-in-law had a really bad case of it a couple years ago.
Oh, she did.
She did. It was really bad. And so I was talking to her the other day, and she's like, you know, I have PTSD from when I got poison ivy. I said, Lindsay, we all have PTSD from your poison ivy.
Oh, it was bad.
It was so bad. We were all together on a long weekend in Iowa, and it was just, oh my God, it got so bad on her that, but I also knew she went in for a steroid shot, and it continued to spread like really bad after that.
Yeah, it was terrible.
I was like, I got to do more than what I was doing.
So I just, but my question is, I just kind of feel like some people maybe have it even worse than other people, or maybe it's one of those things that the more you are exposed to it, the worse your reaction is.
I don't know, because I've got it bad. Like, and it's big welts on my face. So, yeah, I ain't going to be posting any pictures anytime soon.
Yeah,
and
I'm
now
just
both
you,
of my eyes.
I've seen it, you guys. So I'm yeah,
both
I can
my
verify
eyes.
That.
I have like these big red marks under my eyes, and I guess that's probably poison ivy too.
Well,
so hopefully it won't get any bigger. We'll find out.
Up here in Oregon, we feel bad for
Tell your stylist. I really appreciate
she
that.
She is adorable, yes. And I love her, and I will let her know that.
Well, let's go to something more cheery, like a ghost story.
Yeah.
So this one says, hello, my name is Jamie. I just want to say I love your show and listen every single day. Thank you, Jamie. Here's my story. I bought my house about 4 years ago, and weird things started happening right away. Radios would turn on in the middle of the night so loud they actually woke us up. Things would disappear and never be seen again. More recently, my daughter had a sleepover and all of her friends begged me to get a Ouija board. I hesitated, but eventually I gave in. Oh, Jamie. Jamie, Jamie, Jamie. The girls gathered around the kitchen table, lights off and a candle burning. I told them, say a prayer first and don't forget to say goodbye. They agreed, giggling, and they were talking to someone named Kevin.
Kevin?
Kevin. Yes.
Okay.
Nothing crazy happened, so they went back to my daughter's room, leaving the board on the kitchen table. Now, I'm standing in the living room with our dogs, all three of them. From where I was standing, I could see if anyone came out of the bedrooms. Then suddenly, I heard a noise from the kitchen. It sounded like a box shifting around. But this wasn't the sound of something falling. This went on for a solid 7 seconds. Even my beagle ran to the doorway, staring at the kitchen table with her ears perked up. I slowly walked into the kitchen. At first, I didn't see anything out of the ordinary, but something just felt off. I immediately went and told the girls what had happened, and we were all totally spooked. Needless to say, the Ouija board now lives inside our unused grill outside because I do not want that thing in my house. Another time, my daughter had gone to dinner with her dad. My son and I were talking in the kitchen when out of nowhere, we both heard her say, Mommy. We looked at each other like, did you hear that too? And we both heard it. I've saged the house 3 times and we still have strange, unexplained things happening. But honestly, we've never felt threatened and we're all kind of open to it. I'll definitely write in again because these stories only get better. You guys do such a great job. I love that you and your sister do this together. Tony and Harper are hilarious. I love how open she is. She reminds me of my own kids. Giving people a place to share these kinds of experiences without getting that look like you're crazy is amazing. So thank you. Well, thank you, Jamie. That was really kind of you to say.
Okay, so help clarify this in my mind. She heard, like, movement in the kitchen. just like shuffling around? Is that what you
she
would
say? She said it sounded like a box moving.
But when she got in there, she did not see anything.
I don't think so. I think
but she
just heard,
heard this, and it kind of went on for a little bit.
She said a solid 7 seconds.
Okay.
Now, I also appreciate her taking the Ouija board outside, but I don't think I'd leave it inside the unused grill. I'd be putting it in the dumpster.
Well, or turn the grill on.
Exactly. Time to dispose of it.
I, you know, always look and see what the correct way to dispose of a Ouija board is. Because you are supposed to close them and maybe close them and then take it to the Goodwill.
So it can haunt somebody else?
Well, there might be somebody else that would like to try it out and see what's, you know, what it's all about.
I mean,
we all have.
Yeah, right. So I don't know. I totally get why you don't want it in your house, but I just don't think you're any safer with it right outside in your unused grill.
I don't either, and I think you get rid of the thing.
Yeah. I'm
but I wonder if they need to kind of close it out for themselves.
And did the girls properly do that?
I doubt it.
And is there a ghost named Kevin?
Yeah, and who the heck is Kevin? Does it ring any bells? I've had the radio thing happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that, where radio just turns on in the middle of the night. And we've talked about that before on the show.
But it does, it sounds like there's definitely activity in the house, and you have to wonder, is there some spirit named Kevin? You know, lots of unexplained things happening, and I'd really love to hear some more stories. Because it doesn't sound like it's gone away.
I don't think so. And they did, they did hear her daughter say mommy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both of them heard it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's always weird when you have that verification that somebody else in the room and you both just look at each other and go, did you hear that?
I think I did.
Yeah, I guess.
Especially
I
when
did.
She, you know, she's not home.
Yeah.
Yeah, write in with some more, Jamie. I'd love to hear some more stories.
Yeah, I mean, are we talking about a ghost that's imitating somebody you love? Or is there a little girl ghost that it just kind of sounds like your daughter, you know? Or what is exactly going on in the house? Yeah, write us back with more.
Yeah, is it Kevin?
I have a feeling there's more to this story.
Is it Kevin pretending to be her daughter, Kevin?
Yeah, I got a feeling there's more to this story.
Yeah, some more stories. We'd appreciate that. But thank you very much for writing that one in. Let's go to a phone call. Here we go.
I am calling because of a sleep paralysis that I have once had. But thought I'd share it anyway. I am a hardcore skeptic. I want to believe more than anybody. I listen to your show. I absolutely love it. Watch every ghost video on YouTube possible. And I just haven't seen enough to believe. I've used Ouija boards hundreds of times. It has never moved an inch, not once. I've had a lot of trouble with using them, and nothing ever happened. So anyway, on to my story about the sleep paralysis. I was 17 years old, and I came home from school early one day. I laid down on the couch and fell asleep. And I woke up to a cupboard opening, a cup hitting the counter, and then the cupboard closing again. It was very loud. And I figured my dad was home for lunch. So I laid there, and since I wasn't supposed to be home from school, I thought I was in trouble, so I laid still. Well, and then I heard the footsteps walking around. You could really tell where people were walking in the house. And when the footsteps got right in front of me and nobody was there, I tried to move and I couldn't. Now, for some reason, I could sense that whatever it was floated up in the air and then tried attacking me. So I prayed, and it moved away. Well, it did it again, twice as hard. I prayed twice as hard. It went away. Well, it happened a third time, same thing. Came in a lot harder. I prayed a lot harder. And finally, I was able to struggle, jump up, and ran out of the house. However, I found out years later that it's proven that, you know, you're half asleep and dreaming when that happens. So anyway, that's my story. I love what you guys are doing, though. I really do. And I really hope to find something one day that gives me 100% proof.
It kind of sounds like he had a paranormal experience, doesn't it?
It does to me. Now, you know, the sleep paralysis thing is always one that's a little bit
questionable.
Yeah, everybody always goes, well, I don't know, maybe it was a dream. You know, maybe I was just thinking, you know, a dream or whatever. This one seemed middle of the day, which seems a little odd, but, you know, the experiences can happen at any time. The one thing I would suggest here is that to not give up. He's, you know, because he says, I would like to have an experience that could prove it to me, that I could really feel that there wasn't any confusion, mm-hmm. right? That mm-hmm. I could feel like this happened. Here's my thing. Just keep your mind open, because I have found that my most... sometimes some of the deepest experiences I have had have come from when I was just not even paying attention, right? Just like I always tease and say, you know, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen when you're folding towels, right? When you're doing the most mundane thing and then you turn around, it's like you've cleared your head out and they're able to communicate. You know, you're just, and so I would say, don't give up on it. Just don't try too hard, mm-hmm. I think would be what I would say, because I think it will happen to you. It's just when, like I said, a lot of times when it happens to me, I'm just like making the bed and I glance up and somebody's standing there. And of course they disappear immediately.
But I also think you need to live or be in an environment. You know, I don't think every place you are, you're going to have a paranormal experience.
Not necessarily. But I do believe that there are, because like, I think sometimes I take it with me, right? Like I think there is something that goes with me that follows. So, and maybe most of us do have that. We just don't see it. Mm-hmm. But relax. I think it will happen. I think it did happen to you in this you know, sleep paralysis dream, because it was, you know, sometimes I don't know. I think people did just have a bad dream, but this one is weird. It's like
right.
The cupboard opens, you know, a cup comes out of the cupboard, footsteps walk over to him. It feels paranormal to me.
But I also like that he wants more. He's just not like, okay, that was what I was looking for.
Yeah,
that happened, enough, right? But it's still not. I will say this, you know, a lot of people, and we've heard this story a lot, they expect a paranormal encounter to involve an apparition. Like it's going to mm-hmm. be that obvious to them. Mm-hmm. And very few people ever really see a full-on apparition. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of paranormal encounters you can have, you know, footsteps and people talking in another room and all kinds of things without mm-hmm. seeing an apparition. Mm-hmm. So don't limit it. Now, I don't know if he's that way or not, but, you know, you could have a paranormal encounter that's not like big and grand and oh my God, it's Queen Elizabeth I.
Sometimes people sign up for lots of ghost tours and, you know, investigations and whatever. They don't really get satisfied because nothing really particularly happened there. And I think we just put a lot of pressure on ourselves that it will, and then we're disappointed. But like I said, honest goodness, the most, you know, the most intense experiences I've had, I would say, came when I least expected them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that said, we did live in a haunted house, and it always felt like that.
Always.
You know, yeah. Always. I don't know there was ever a time in that house that I didn't feel like I was being watched or that something could happen at any moment. Like I said, relax, live your life, and I think you will be surprised. I think something's going to happen.
Especially since he wants it so much.
Mm-hmm. He wants it, and I think I think there is something that's trying to contact him.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's do one more story. It said, I've had strange things happen to me for as long as I can remember. Little things, unexplainable things. As a kid, I had recurring nightmares and full-on night terrors. I'd wake up in the middle of the night completely convinced someone was standing at the foot of my bed. And more than once, I actually spoke out loud thinking it was my brother, only to realize no one was there. Worse than that, there was the snakes.
Oh, no. Are you kidding me?
Let's just
me?
Stop right here.
I
don't want to read any more of this.
No more.
There were nights. I shouldn't even read this because we'll both have nightmares tonight. Well, I'll be up all night. What am I worried about?
Yeah,
I'm hyped
anyway,
up on steroids.
That's right.
There were nights I'd wake up. Sure, there were big black snakes slithering, hate that word, in my bed. I could see them. Even though my room was pitch black, I'd jump up, rip the covers off, panicking, and there was nothing there. But logically, I knew I couldn't have seen anything anyway. There were no streetlights, no nightlight, nothing, just darkness. The kind of dark that kind of swallows up everything. We lived in an old farmhouse out in the country, the kind where hall lights were your only source of comfort. I used to leave the hallway light on before bed, but I'd wake up hours later to find it off, and no one in the house would admit to flipping the switch. Reading this now, it sounds like my childhood was a horror movie, but weirdly, it didn't feel that way. It was a great place to grow up. I wasn't scared of the house. It was just weird, and weird stuff happened. And I got used to brushing it off as dreams or overactive imagination. It never felt bad, just strange. Then I went off to college, and that's when I had my first experience I couldn't write off. Not a dream, not sleep paralysis. It was real. Over the first half of the semester, I lived in a dorm, but I moved in with my boyfriend not long after. Over the next 2 years, we lived in two different places. The second one was in a massive old farmhouse right next to a lake. It had been partially renovated with a newer addition built onto the back, and that's where our apartment was. There was a storage closet off of our living room that connected the main hallway of the original house, and I hated that closet. It gave me the creeps every time I opened it. Cold, weird energy. So I locked it up, and we used the exterior stairway as our main entrance instead. Eventually, my boyfriend and I broke up. It was rough. I was heartbroken. I needed space. I found a temporary room closer to campus and moved out. But when summer rolled around, I ended up right back in the same building, just in a different apartment. A coworker of mine lived on the top floor of the original house and needed a roommate for the summer. I figured, why not? It was affordable. I was familiar with the place, and it would only be for a few months. Now, I'm going to interrupt there because I think, even though that one place creeped me out, I'd be like, you know, it's affordable and doesn't mean the whole house is creepy. I think I'd move back in.
Well, you know, you and I, through college, just moved wherever that was cheaper.
Cheapest, because if I could afford it and I needed the place, I'd be like, yeah, I'm going.
And so, you know, paranormal was never really an option when we were looking into moving into a place.
We did.
It was always like, that's cheaper, yeah, we'll move there.
Kathy and I lived together several places, and we lived together some not great places at all.
Some pretty bad ones, yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, I get that. Continuing, it says, she and I got along well. It was your typical two single girl summer, some friends over, small get-togethers, nothing wild. But we both started noticing the same thing. Whenever we were home alone, it never felt like we were alone. It wasn't terrifying. It just felt like someone else was there. One night, we were getting ready to go out. I walked into my room. She walked into hers. And right as she stepped through her doorway, her keys fell off the dresser. She let out a surprise yell. And at the same moment, I looked over and saw my giant jar of quarters. I was a waitress. Quarters were gold. Had rolled onto its side. What made me gasp wasn't just that the jar had fallen, it was the way it broke. The bottom of the glass jar was sitting perfectly cut out on the floor, like someone had sliced it clean off in a circle. It almost looked surgical. Years later, I learned that jars can break like that from extreme temperature changes, but in that moment, It felt like something had done it. My roommate and I ran into the hall, stared at each other, and booked it out of the house. We laughed about it later, trying to convince ourselves it was all explainable, probably just weird coincidences. Another night, a friend of mine was over just hanging out in my room, and we were sitting on the floor listening to music. I didn't have much furniture, just a mattress and a few milk crates. I decorated the same way.
Yeah, me too.
Suddenly, the volume of my old clock radio started creeping up. Neither of us was anywhere near it. It was the kind of radio with a twist knob, no remote, no buttons you could accidentally lean on. We looked at each other, eyes wide. I jumped up and turned it back down. We were just starting to laugh it off when it happened again, but even louder. Mm. Without even thinking, I stood up and I said calmly, "This isn't funny. You need to stop now." And it did. And the radio never did that again. I hadn't even planned to talk to whatever it was. It just kind of came out. But whatever it was messing with us listened. A few days later, we had some friends over and we were telling them about the weird stuff that had been happening. And one of our guests, some guy my roommate knew, decided to be a jerk about it. And he started taunting the ghost, making rude comments, basically asking for trouble. And right then, mid-sentence, the door between the living room and the hallway slammed shut hard. The whole room went dead quiet. It could have been the wind, maybe, but the timing was too perfect. Like whatever was there didn't appreciate being mocked. We only lived there a few months. I never felt like anything wanted to hurt us. It wasn't evil. It was just there. Curious, maybe. I do wonder what might have happened had we stayed longer. Would it have escalated? Either way, it gave me a solid ghost story, and I moved on. And let me see. That is from Corey. Yeah, that last bit where the person's mocking it. Sure, mm-hmm. That could be just that. And no big deal. That just happened. It was a coincidence. But it is the timing of it all. Mm-hmm. Like you're talking about the place being haunted. Your jerk friend starts taunting the poor ghost in your house. And the ghost is like, yeah, F you here.
I have never had taunting work out for me.
In any way in life.
In taunting's any way, shape, just not or good. Form. I've taunted the weather, and then it came and just hailed windows out of my car. You know, I was like, oh, yeah, sure, that storm, that's nothing, you know. And then my car sustained thousands of dollars of damage. Like, taunting is just a bad idea, people. Don't do it. Don't do it, especially with paranormal. They've got a lot more power than we do. They do have the upper hand.
The other thing, when they went into their own rooms getting ready to go out, and then she had the one thing happen in her room, and then the quarters thing. That's kind of weird, too, that it would happen at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Now, I will say I, too, have had a jar break, like, cleanly, weirdly like that.
And it could when it fell to the floor.
And it can. Yeah. It's just sort of unusual.
I think
I've had it happen, too, where the bottom just came off the jar, you know.
Because I don't find that part paranormal at all. I found the fact that a jar of quarters suddenly falling off of a dresser, whatever it was on.
Just for no reason.
That's weird, because it shouldn't move. It's heavy. It's a jar of freaking quarters.
I agree.
Yeah, so I definitely think in the fact that when she lived there before, there was a whole closet thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was a lot of activity there.
I do too. Yeah.
And she did get a good ghost story out of it.
But yeah, no, definitely, I think there was a lot of activity there.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, we like to hear them. So call it in at 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want to be a premium subscriber and get no commercials and advance episodes and access to the archive, you could sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or just go to ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you very much for listening.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.